get ready with me while I tell you about my non-negotiables in relationships. Number one, this one is controversial, but you are not watching porn. You're not going to strip clubs. You're not going to Hooters. I don't care. If you want to lust over other women, that's fine. Be a piece of shit. But not while you're with me. Not while you're with me. No. No. Because if I'm here, if I'm giving it my all, you know, why do you need to go look at other women? And no, absolutely not. And if you want to do that, that's fine. Go do that somewhere else. Like, if you do that while you're with me, try it, see what happens. See what happens. Second, you, this one is also controversial. You are not liking women's bikini pictures online. No, you're not. And that could be either whether or it's a celebrity or whether it's somebody we know. If I see your name in that comment section, you are getting bitched the fuck out. It's not happening. You're embarrassing me publicly? No. Because if I did that, it would be a different story, wouldn't it? It would be a different story. Third, we need to be on the same page about politics. I, you know, like human rights. I think that everyone deserves rights. I don't care, you know? I think people are people. If you vote a different way, nah, I'm good. That's not to say that I wouldn't be with somebody that's not political, because I was, but I just think, let's talk about the political and economic state of the world right now. You need to be present in the relationship. Yeah, sure, do your little video games, do your little thing. But I don't want to watch you play video games. That's not my, like, that's not enjoyable to me. No, thank you. If you all of a sudden halfway through our relationship have a girl best friend, no, fuck out my motherfucking face. Like, no, like, it's different. If you grew up together and you have a girl best friend, whatever, it's not a huge deal. But if you just suddenly one day have a girl best friend, no. If I find out that you are messaging other girls, if you are still messaging your ex, if you're messaging anybody behind my back, you better pray for yourself. I'm also the type of girlfriend that's going through your phone and your messages, whether you like it or not. I can do it in front of you or I can do it while you're sleeping. I don't care, but I'm going through it. Your idea of being funny is low-key insulting me. Get out of my fucking face right now. That's not funny. That's not funny. And no. I don't want to be the one making the plans all the time. You better step up and make some plans. Otherwise, like, it's not going to work. You should be able to have multiple conversations throughout the day. I don't care if you're not a big texter. Talk to me. Like, if you get mad in an argument and automatically shut down and just don't tell me and you're automatically giving me the silent treatment, fuck out of my motherfucking face. Listen, I do that too. I need space after an argument. But I say, I'm like, hey, like, I need some time. I just need some alone time. Give me some space and I'll come back and talk to you about it after. Then that's fine to me. That's fine. But if you don't do that and you just stop talking to me and shut down, I'm gonna get so fucking mad. You're a grown man doing that? No, use your words like a big boy. I don't think I'm the type of girl to wear revealing clothes, but if I was wearing revealing clothes and you told me to go change, you're done. You're done. Like, you're that insecure. You only telling me to go change because you go look at other girls like that. And that's the problem. Say we hang out for the whole day and you don't offer me food once. No, the big one. If we go to hang out with your friends and let's say we're at their place and they don't even say hi to me when I come into the door, then I don't like your friends. They're done. Like, they don't make me feel welcome. They're just like, just totally ignore me. I'm not saying hi unless they say it to me first. Like, I'm a guest in your house and you're not making me feel welcome. Like, no, I'm not gonna wanna come back. And if you get mad at the TikToks that I'm posting, you're done. Like, they're just a video. Like, I'm type B person. If you complain about how messy I am, you're gonna be out of my life because I don't care. You clean it then. Like, this is another one. If we go shopping and you're like, ugh, when are you gonna be done? Are you almost done? You're taking forever. Go back home. Because now I'm gonna take even longer. Like, no. If your family doesn't like me, the answer is no. It's not gonna happen. Because at the end of the day, that's your family. And I know you're not gonna cut off your family for me, so. If you're homophobic, it is an absolute no because 50% of my friends are gay. So that's no. So I'm not much of like a movie person or even like a show person. So if you're like, oh, what are we gonna do today? And I'm like, I don't know. And you're like, do you wanna watch a show? And I say no, don't get offended because I don't wanna do that. If you have a problem how much makeup I wear, I'm gonna wear more. I don't care. A special mention, if we're arguing about something and I'm like, no, it's not like what you did, it's like why you did it, and you like are just fixated on what you did, you're done. Like, I'm no. I know this list kind of makes me seem like a brat. I never said I was perfect. Those are my non-negotiables. I'm not negotiating it with you. Like, no, just leave then if you're unhappy. Like, I don't care. I've been called controlling, insecure. I don't know. Like, if you don't like it, that's fine. You can leave. Like, I don't know. But anyways, I could probably make a part two. But that's all for now. Bye.